Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa imusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngenqekithi yokukholwa simbheka uNkulunkulu emuhle ezimpilweni zethu. Siyabonga futhi ukuthi usigcinile nangonyaka ka-2025 kusese nguJanuwari. Sisesekhona usavuka ekuseni ulalela inhlelo zethu za ku Radio Pulpit. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu mlaleli ukuthi ube nathi futhi, and we really thank God osigcinile namanje sisasho sithi ungu Ebenezer. Siyaqhubeka ke namhlanje ngesihloko sethu esithi preparing for the year 2025, preparing for 2025. Namhlanje ngicela ukuthi sifunde the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, soqala ku verse 1 sehle nayo sibona ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ezimpilweni zethu. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 lithi uAhabu wamtshela uIzebeli konke akwenzile uElia, naphakathi kwalokho ukuthi ubulele bonke abaprofeti ngenkemba. UIzebeli wayesethuma isithunywa kuElia ngokuthi mabenze njalo kimi oNkulunkulu, banezele futhi uma ngingakwenzi wena ube njengomunye wabo ngalesikhathi kusasa. Verse 3 lithi esezwile lokho wasuka wahamba ukuba asinde, waya eBeersheba eli ngelakwaJuda, washiya khona inceku yakhe. Kodwa yena wahamba ibanga losuku ehlane, waya wahlala phansi konwele, wacela enhlizweni yakhe ukuba afe. Wathi, sekwanele manje Jehova, sale usuthatha umphefumulo wami ngokuba angilungile kunawo baba. Walala ubuthongo phansi konwele, bheka kwamthinta ingelosi yathi kuye, vuka udle. Wabheka, nanto iqebelengwane ngasekhanda lakhe elenziwe ematsheni ashisayo nophiso lwamanzi. Wadla waphuza, wayesebuye walala phansi. Ingelosi kaJehova yabuye yamthinta ngokwesibili yathi, vuka udle ngokuba indlela yakho inde. Wavuka wadla waphuza, wahamba ngamandla alokho kudla izinsuku ezingamashumi amane nobusuku obungamashumi amane, waya entabeni kaNkulunkulu iHorebe. Mlaleli, lana siyathola lapho izulu kaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngoElijah umprofeti, ngoba ngesizulu lithi uElia. Lithi izulu kaNkulunkulu the previous day kwenzeka ibreakthrough kwaIsrayeli, kulapho uNkulunkulu bekamthumile ukuthi abeke kwakhiwa ama-altari amabili. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu elokuqala kwaba yi-altari lakaBhali, elesibili kwaba yi-altari likaJehova. Abaprofethi bakaBhali wababiza. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu babeka iy'nkuni, babeka konke kulawo ma-altari lawo. Naye wathatha amatshe ayishumi nambini, which represents the 12 tribes of Israel, wawabeka wawamisa ukuthi kube yi-altari elenzelwe uNkulunkulu. Bese lithi zikaNkulunkulu, if you read the previous scripture, noma the previous chapter ku 1 Kings chapter 18, lithi izulu likaNkulunkulu wathi kubo, angeke size siwulayite umlilo, but mbizeni uNkulunkulu wenu uma ngabe ephila uBhali, uma ngabe ezophendula ngomlilo uIsrayeli angamkhonza uBhali. Uma ngabe uNkulunkulu wami onguJehova ephendula ngomlilo, uIsrayeli uyophendukela kuNkulunkulu. Lithi izulu likaNkulunkulu kwaba nebreakthrough, laba bambiza uNkulunkulu wabo onguBhali, but because uNkulunkulu wethu uphezu kwabo bonke oNkulunkulu, lithi zikaNkulunkulu uBhali azange asabele. Waze wahlekisa nangabo Elia wathi, mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu wenu usaye etoilet, qhubekani nimbize kanjalo. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu baqala bazigcaba, benza izinto emizimbeni yabo, kodwa uBhali azange asabele. Bese lithi zikaNkulunkulu mase kuyoshona ilanga, uElijah wathi, sekuyisikhathi sami sokuthi ngimbize owami uNkulunkulu. But wathi, before nimbize owami uNkulunkulu, ngicela nithele amanzi kule altar. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu bawathela amanzi, ngoba mase uthele amanzi noma ungazi ulayite umlilo onjani angeke kuze kuvuthe, because amanzi sewatheliwe. But because yena bekamazi uNkulunkulu wakhe, lithi izulu likaNkulunkulu uJehova wambiza uNkulunkulu phambi kuka-Israyeli, it was a spectacular thing. Bese uNkulunkulu waphendula ngomlilo, bese uNkulunkulu wavuthisa i-altari lakhe, u-Israyeli wonke wakhothama. Emva kwalokho bese u-Elijah wathi, sesingabathatha-ke abaprofeti bakaBhali mababulawe, which is gankulunkulu, I think about 400 prophets or so, they were killed. So now, umbigo soya figa kuJezebel, because bekangeke kuJezebel, makwenzakala lento, uHabu umyeni wakhe, owayeyinkosi yaka-Israel, sekayamtshela umkakhe, ukuthi lo bhalo omkhonzayo, abaprofet bakhe bonke bafile, ngenxa ka-Elijah. UJezebel naye ke sekathumela izwi because she is a queen at the time. Ulthumela ngesithunywa ukuthi asiyotshela uElijah ukuthi kusasa lokho kusayo nawe uyobalandela laba prophet obabulele. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu wadangala kanjalo uElijah wakhohlwa ukuthi uhamba noNkulunkulu wakaIsrayeli. Wakhohlwa amandla kaNkulunkulu asebenzayo empilweni yakhe. Wakhohlwa irank ayiphiwe eyokuthi angambiza uNkulunkulu bese sekasabela ngomlilo. Wakhohlwa konke uJehova uNkulunkulu akwenzile. Wakhohlwa ukuthi konje uye owathandaza ukuthi imvula ingani for 3.5 years. Wazikhohlwa zonke lezo zinto. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu makaqeda ukuzwa leyo mlayezo wathuka. Wavele nje wasukuma wabaleka wahamba wayongena ehlane washiya inceku yakhe somewhere and then he went. Lithi bese masilifunda lana lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu maseka fika kuleyo ndawo leyo wafike walala. Makasalele kanjalo ingelosi yafika kuye. Mayifika ingelosi yamvusa and then yathi kuye vuka udle because beyibeke ukudla phambi kwakhe. Wavuka wadla uElijah seke dlile kanjalo. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu walala futhi yamvusa kwesibili yathi vuka udle ngokuba indlela yakho inde kakhulu. Namhlanje mlaleli ngizela ukuzokukhumbuza ukuthi as you are preparing for u2025 kuzokusiza osese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ukhumbule ukuthi ubuyaphi noNkulunkulu because lokho kukwenza ukuthi amandla abuye futhi empilweni yakho. Lokho kuyakukhuthaza ukuthi konje uhamba nobani. You know, kwesikhathi ngiyazibuza ukuthi uElijah yini le eyamnikeza iamnesia eyamenza ukuthi akhohlwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu operate ngamandla kangakanani kuye because bekangakhona ukuthandaza uNkulunkulu ayenze noma yini. But uthe sekezwa i-threat empilweni yakhe seke satshiswa ngokuthi uzobulawa. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu waba discouraged. But makufike emoyeni wami kufike ukuthi because he was broken in his spirit akusilula ukubizwa uNkulunkulu bathandekayo because uma ubizwa uNkulunkulu ubizo lukwenza ukuthi ubhekane nezimo day in and day out. Uma uvuka namhlanje kunesimo sakhona nakusasa kunesimo sakhona because ubizwa uNkulunkulu. Ubizo lunzima ngendlela emangalisayo and yebo amandla uyawasebenzisa ukuthi undlule ezimeni but ngoba inyama iyazwela singabantu sila emhlabeni asiphile ezweni likamoya kuphela. Sometimes inokungenelela bese uba discouraged. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi uElijah naye he was so discouraged, he was so exhausted from all the battles abhekane nazo empilweni yakhe. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu waqala wabaleka kanjalo. Kuyokusiza ukuthi ngo-2025 ukhumbule, don't do what Elijah did. Namhlanje ngizela ukuzokutshela ukuthi in order for you to make it ngo-2025, vuka udle umqulo, vuka udle izwi likaNkulunkulu ngokuba indlela yakho yinde kakhulu. UNkulunkulu kusesenala akusa khona for the mere fact ukuthi umbonile year 2025 kusho ukuthi usimakade usesenendlela noma usimakade usesene assignment akunikeze yona ekumele ukuthi uyenze ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. There is an assignment for you and that's why you are still breathing, that's why you are inhaling oxygen and exiting carbon dioxide empilweni yakho. That's why uvuke ekseni lapha abantu kuvuke amawashi bona bangavuka kodwa wena uvukile. Namhlanje ngizela ukuzokukhuthaza ngithi kuwe njenga lengelosi esho kuElijah, vuka udle ngokuba indlela yakho yinde kakhulu, mude u2025 uzokudinga ukuthi bese soyaqina. Uzokudinga ukuthi bese soyakhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukugcinile ngo-2024. Mhlawumbe ngo-2024 azange abe muhle empilweni yakho, but okusalayo you made it. Okusalayo uyaphila, okusalayo uyaphefumula. Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokupha lawo mandla. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lana wathi maqeda ukudla okwesibili wahamba ngalawo mandla lawo iy'nsuku ezingamashumi amane, 40 days and 40 nights, ngalawo mandla awadlile kulokudla uNkulunkulu amnikeze kona. Namhlanje ekuseni nawe ngithanda ukuthi vuka udle udle izwi likaNkuluNkulu empilweni yakho mawuqine uqiniswe izwi likaNkuluNkulu uqhubeke endleleni because indlela yakho iseseyinde kuningi uNkuluNkulu asafuna ukukufeza empilweni yakho ngithanda ukukhuthaza ukuthi nanoma ngabe udangele kwesinjani isimo but uNkuluNkulu usesekhona empilweni yakho he is still saying hold on angeke azakushiye mlaleli nango 2025 angeke azakulahle uNkuluNkulu uhamba nawe indlela yonke uNkuluNkulu ke akubusise until next time next week siyaqhubeka ngokuthi sithi preparing for 2025
hear the word and renew your life on 657 am
radio pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy so join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you to do so send in your prayer requests on 0674297564 that is 0674297564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za that is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities or do you need advice in an area of your life Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.